Alma chapter 50. In the beginning of this chapter, Moroni continues to prepare for war by building up fortifications throughout the land. And as these fortifications are built up, the people see that it's working well, and that this is for their security. So many more volunteers come to join the army and build up these fortifications. Again, it's difficult to talk in these things because we want to read this section and think of the great and the glory of man and how wonderful they are in these battles and so on and so forth. And war is not the glory of God, and that is not how, and it is not something that the Lord brings forth to glorify man or to show man's courage or anything. The Lord doesn't want war, and it's not something that we should ever want. For some reason, when we read this, because we are of the carnal mentality today, we think this is the great portion of the Book of Mormon, but it is not. Again, if we read this closely, we see that there's a great deal of sin or a great deal of weakness in man in these chapters. And for instance, the people see that it's because of security that they volunteer for the armies. It's not because they want to follow their Lord, and it's not because they are inspired to. It's because they see that this is how they can protect them, their freedom and so forth. And again, because they support freedom and they obey the Ten Commandments, they are supported in the they are supported by the Lord. But again, they do not they are not of the disposition to go directly to the Lord. And again, it goes on in verses then 13 to 20 to say that they prosper in this, meaning the Lord will support them to that degree. But let us not start thinking this is the righteous time of the Book of Mormon. This is not the righteous times of the Book of Mormon. In verse 21, it says what causes wars, and so what caused these wars, and it includes many things that are against, again, the Ten Commandments. But it says it's plundering, it includes plundering and idolatry. Now again, what it is, the worship of the thing of our own hands. Again, it's not that they were making idols and bowing down directly to graven images, but they certainly were bowing down to the work of their own hands, the desires of riches and property and so forth, and the way they obtained that is through plundering, through making someone else work, and you receive the riches by your cunning in the world and your business ways and your salesmanship and so on and so forth. And this will be repeated over and over again, and we are in far worse shape. The only reason, again, that they have been destroyed today is because we have not, because the Lord said we are not ripe in our iniquity yet. When we are ripe, we will be wiped out, because from these things we can see that it implies that we don't have a lot of righteous among us. Notice again that there is not much mention of the people of Ammon, or the real righteous among them, and they don't focus on them. Later on, Hedom will begin to do this. We'll do that. Well, in verse 22 explains that during war, the faithful are promised that they will be delivered by the Lord. So they'll either be gathered out, or during war, the wicked amongst them will be killed to purge them, or the wicked amongst them will leave and go join the enemies. But the war is a purging effect. And it says this in verse 22, and this is going to, we need to remember that, because that'll be in contradiction again to some of the things that Moroni did. Remember that Moroni did not want to let the people of Malachi leave and go join the enemies. Yet right here we're seeing that the Lord says that that's exactly one of the purposes of war, is to drive the evil out from amongst them. And so rather than bolstering up your numbers by keeping the evil there, see, I mean, that's a worship of thinking it's the power of men, and this is a problem that Moroni had. Instead, he wanted to try and keep his numbers as strong as he could and keep the numbers of the Lamanites down. He was looking towards men, and he had a more physical idea. And I have to say that now, and I believe by the full power of the Spirit of reading this section, we see that the great accolades given to Moroni were given by men. And as we read it to the end of this chapter, we're going to begin to see that it says that there tended to, that Alma did not want to give this record to Helaman. But the person he wanted to give it to would not receive it, so he had to give it to Helaman. There was a reason that he didn't want to give it to Helaman, and I would testify to you that that reason is that Helaman had a disposition to look to men. And this is not saying he was a wicked man, but he had a disposition to care about the boastings and the pride of man. And this record here shows that from the end of Alma, it begins to have this feeling that that man gives accolades to man, not from God. Again, I would say, read back in verse 40 in that chapter 49, and you will see where Helaman is praising Moroni. But then go to into 3 Nephi and see where the Lord praises 3 Nephi. You'll see there's a difference. And here we're not talking about the Lord's praise of Moroni. We're talking about man's praise of Moroni. And then look at the end of Nephi's life and how he talked about his own wickedness and how we needed to all continue to repent and work. But at the end of Alma's life, as recorded by Helaman, he gives great praise unto to Alma. And this is the way man does. They like to praise other men because they feel that that's what we're to do, is uphold each other man by giving them praise and honors. And it's a problem that Helaman has, and we're going to see it in this chapter, because again, it says in verse 23 that they claim that these were the happiest times since the time of Nephi. Then it turns right around in the next verse and talks about a great contention that was amongst the people. We have happy times because we are following Christ. Again, there is not much mention of Christ in here, but they talk about it being happy times. Turn right around and talk about a contention amongst their own people. This is obviously written by the hand of this section here is written by the hand of a man who is taken away with one the boasting of man and the degrees of the desires to praise man and uphold and lift up man, and we see a lot of that today. And that's what's to destroy the church. It's not saying that all church leaders have been evil in the past, or that they're evil men now, but they are disposed to care more about men. And again, we see over and over again in here that Moroni was that way, because we see in the next battle that they then have a contention in their own land amongst the Nephites, and a man named Morianton is rising up people. So he decides to leave, and he's going to go off. Well, as he begins to leave again, Moroni cuts him off and brings him back. But instead of having full faith in the power of God and believing that this is a purging, as we saw in verse 22, Moroni says no, he wants to keep his strength up and keep the strength of the enemies down, but not understanding that it's the wickedness in his land that the Lord wants to purge, and it's the wickedness in the land that is causing these wars in the first place. And so what Moroni should be doing is allowing the Lord to do his work to purge these land, and then the Lord will protect him. But there is a definite belief by Moroni in the power of man, and this is a problem. Nonetheless, he has a sure faith in the Lord that the Lord will support him. Well, okay, again, that's fine, and the Lord will support their liberty. He said, and he will support them as long as they obey the Ten Commandments, and there is some support of the Lord. But that is not the level the Lord wants these people to be at, and I'm sorry that we say that. And I repeat now that that's what happened then with these people. He cut them off. He defeated them. He brought them back into the land, and he made them take an oath of peace. And had them then join with their people. But again, they were the disposition to follow a flattering man who would also have taken them to join their enemies. And then it finishes by saying in verse 38, we find here where Alma says specifically that he wanted to give the records to another man, but that man would not receive them, so therefore he had to give them to Helaman. And I express that it's telling us here that Helaman was, that it was not best for Helaman to write this section, but that's who we had to, and it is full of, instead of getting down to the clearness of a worship of Christ. It talks more about the glories of man. That's why we have all these wars here, because he is more interested in seeing the power of God as given to man in his strength and seeing the strength of man, rather than talking about the relationship of man with Christ, which is what we should have. And I would refer to one thing that seems like a slight correction in my commentary, and that simply is that he said that the, I said that he talks about the leaders of the church being able to keep the people in order and preach unto them and strengthen them. I think that did occur, but again, his emphasis was on the leaders of the church and not on a clear description of following Christ, and on a clear description of turning the people to Christ, and on a clear description of the leaders were high priests in the strict meaning of having received the Spirit of the Lord. And I would caution you now, as you read through these sections, to understand that they are written in the with a degree of pride and boasting in man. Is in contradiction.